friend.
Okay. Anything else?
Skint.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You say he's mighty.
What, wait a minute.
What with his money?
Callous.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
Any other term?
Foolish.
What about queer?
Queer. Simple.
Huh?
Queer.
Uh-huh.
Or simple.
Has that word changed meanings recently?
What? Queer?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use it as a noun? Say so-and-so is a queer?
Well, I guess it could be used. I don't know. I guess it has changed meaning with all the psychiatrists and the terms that's associated with mental health.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Someone who's real sure of his own ways and won't listen to anybody else.
Well, he's set in his ways.
Okay. And somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Well, he has no sense of humor.
Or he's mighty, what?
Touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding, and I didn't know we'd get so...
angry, mad.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just keep...
Cool it.
Or keep...
Cool.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
I'm very tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Poofed. Beat. All in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just completely...
fatigued.
Or using wear out.
Worn out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And say someone had been sick and suddenly here they have a disease. Someone had been well and suddenly they have a disease. You might say, well, when was it that they what sick?
When they got sick.
Okay. And someone went outside and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running.
Catching cold.
Or he did
contracted a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
hoarse.
And that is a...
cough.
And somebody who can't hear anything, you'd say he's...
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
pressed by sweat.
Okay. And a sore place that comes to a head.
Well, boil, an abscess.
Uh-huh. What about the stuff that comes out when the boil opens?
Corruption.
And someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And if a wound doesn't heal back clean, it's got to be cut out or burned out.
Cauterized.
Do you ever hear of some kind of flesh?
No.
You ever heard of proud flesh?
No.
Okay. And a brown liquid medicine you could put on a cut would be a...
Well, you have mercuricum, you have...
Or brown medicine would be...
I don't know what... We use mercuricum.
Do you ever hear iodine. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Well, he died. He was killed.
Any nicer ways of saying someone died?
Nicer ways?
Mm-hmm.
Any nicer way to say he died?
Mm-hmm.
He passed.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying that?
I don't know.
Well, and you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
From?
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
In the cemetery or at the funeral?
At the funeral?
Casket.
Okay. Any other name?
Coffin.
Huh?
Coffin.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're...
mourning.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, oh, they'll be home all right, just don't...
worry.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you've got...
arthritis.
And a sore throat